Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Peace, family, is 19 Keys with the 19 Keys podcast. You're listening to a high-level conversation. Tap in. All right, a word from one of our sponsors. Make sure you tap into Goldwater Products. After you come listen to the information, you're going to need your memory stimulated so you can download everything in that prefrontal cortex. You want to make sure that hippocampus area of your brain that regulates mood, memory, and learning is fully functional and tapped in. Therefore, you want to tap into Goldwater. They have Smart Moss, Sports Moss, Vitamin C Moss, Colloidal Silver. They have just about everything that you, your child, and your whole entire family needs to stimulate your brain and your body and to make sure that your immune system is functioning. Before you tap into this great high-level conversation, listen to this song by Tezu Kulando called Goldwater. All right, peace family, I'm live, and this time I'm not by myself. I'm here with my brother, Samad. He's going to be joining us via live on the phone, and we're going to have one of our enlightening conversations. You know how we do and what we get into. Nothing is random when you got two anomalies that get on the phone together and have a phenomenal conversation, conversing about mathematical wisdom, knowledge, the zeros and the ones, of having to bring thoughts into reality, business, entrepreneurship. I mean, we can astral travel to many different lands and this thought-provoking conversation as it takes place. So without further ado, I want to introduce a brother of mine, a younger brother of mine. He's a great thought leader. He's a self-proclaimed architectural thinker, a designer. He's focusing right now on getting into tech. And building applications and systems for solutions. He's on the journey of developing himself. And I just want you all to just hear how we vibe and how we converse. If you don't have a brother, well, you get to listen to our conversation. Tap in. Samad, how you feeling today?
I'm blessed to be, so
how about yourself? Oh, man, I'm always blessed to be every day to achieve, man. Superiorly tapped in. Yeah, all the time, man, with all the vibes, man. That's what it's all about. Make sure you speak up so that people can hear you super clearly as well.
All right.
One thing that I wanted to talk about today was, you know, having ideas. And this is something that I've been focusing on, just having ideas that, like, you've had written down or having some ideas that you've had and, like, the back of your head for a while and having some visions that you wanted to see come out and you like 100% know that they were going to happen. And then that moment where you also get to live it, you know, because not everybody gets to live their ideas and their visions into reality. What do you think that makes a difference between the people that get to live their ideas and the people that just have them?
Personally, from my perspective?
Yeah. All right, speak again. So let me start that over. Samad, what do you think is the difference between the people that have ideas but don't execute them? Or the people that have ideas that get to live them and experience them, rather?
Like I said once before, it's execution. It takes proper steps and knowing how and when to execute certain ideas. Also, it takes, you know, dedication. A lot of times we have great ideas, but we just lack the discipline in order to tap into the right, you know, channels and how we develop these concepts. Because a lot of times we have creative gotta, you know, align yourself with certain frequencies. You know, you gotta put yourself in the same frequency that you want to be in. You know, you gotta vibrate at the level that you want to be at. So, even if you aren't there, you gotta make yourself be there. You know, it's like you gotta, what's that? Like, assimilate that mindset that you're trying to become.
Right, right, right. And speaking on simulation, you know, scientists, physicists, have said that the theory of reality is that it is a simulation and that, you know, everything is a projection from our inner observations, if you will, and that, you know, our realities are all just functions of our minds, you know, and that and you can kind of see this play out by just the fact that we interpret, through our eyes, we interpret electrical signals, and those electrical signals get interpreted, and it goes to the back of your head, and what you actually experience as what we call reality is the interpretation of electrical signals. And, you know, everything that we experience is in the back of our head, literally in this back of our brain, and so that our actual brain never sees light. It just interprets the signals of what we call light. And so it's interesting that we can have a programming that shows us light, shows us what, or lets us hear sound and different things. There's a mathematics called transform mathematics. And in transform mathematics, it talks about, you know, transforming mathematical properties into signals. This is how we got, you know, cell phones and different things of that nature, you know, by discovering different signals and transforming those into frequencies. And I think about that a lot of times, and in reality is that, you know, you got zeros and ones. And my bro Idris Sandu had hit me up and he said something about this after he seen me crowning Jay Electronica. And he said, you know, zeros is the vision, it's the dream world, you know, just speaking in binary code. And he said, you know, the one is, it's the reality, it's the living manifestation. So we have our zeros and we have our ones. We have the dream that we have, right? The ideas, the frequencies that we create with these dreams. And then we have to match those frequencies with the output of work, right? Because each idea comes with a frequency. So I look at it like there's high vibratory ideas, you know, and they have high frequencies. So let's say if you want to put it in terms of like hertz. So let's say if you want to get $365, right, in a year. So you would say that, okay, I got to get on a hertz of 365 hertz. Now, that means that if you wanted to do it over a year, if you wanted to expand this over a year, I'm just giving you a simplified example, then you can get one hertz per day. One hertz per day that you saved up would eventually add up to 365 hertz. So you'll be matching the frequency of your goal and your dream. And so the way I look at it is that each idea has a particular hertz or a particular frequency that you must match based on the work that you must do. So if every day I have to put in at least one, I have to put in one hertz of work to get to that 365 hertz to get to my goal, then I had to figure out how much energy that I need for each one of my dreams and each one of my goals. And then is a way of being efficient and being effective, because when you do things the effective way, you can sometimes, you know, build up enough energy to get things done in a shorter amount of time, because work equals force times distance. So when you talk about the work that you put in, sometimes you can get the work that you put in can be done or you can get to the results much faster if you're doing it the most effective way. Because think of it like this, and I want you to travel with me on this thought. And I talked about this before, is that there in the industrial age, it was all about, or, you know, in the agricultural age and industrial age, it's about more so manpower, right? So man, you're on a farm, right? And the farm that can go the furthest, you know, or the plantation that can go the furthest is the one that had the most manpower, because they can do the most work, right, on a larger scale of distance, right? So those who had the most work, those are the ones who are able to get more funds and resources, so therefore they can get even bigger workload, so therefore they can get even more work done. And then the work, of course, eventually ends up to be converting over to power. Power is looking at it as work over time. So it used to be, yeah, go get you a bunch of men to have them work for you. And then it turns out to, let's go get us a machine, because a machine can do the job of 100 men, right? So now it makes us more effective, right? So now for our means have changed, which means that, yes, something that may have took 365 hertz, right, over a year time, you know, and time is, you know, the measurement of motion. You know, motion is distance at the same time. So now you get to cut down the amount of time and the distance needed in order to achieve matching that frequency. It's the same way if you got a network of different people and you're trying to pull 100,000, it'll be harder doing it by yourself or doing it with, let me go get me a job, than instead of saying that, let me go come up with an idea to exert as much energy so I can have a quantum leap to meet that frequency. So I hope y'all like traveling with me on this thought here. And what I'm basically saying is that we have some thoughts that are high frequency thoughts and we have some thoughts that are low frequency thoughts. You know, if I wanted a dollar right now, I'm sure I can go hit the street, you know, and ask a random person and give me a dollar. A dollar is a low frequency thought. You know, money is it can be magnetized real quick with an attractive thought like that. But if I say I want to go get me 10,000, for somebody, that's a high frequency thought. For somebody who is used to making hundreds of thousands or millions of dollars, that thought of that $1,000 is just as easy as the attainment of a $1, right? Because different people have different means that make them more effective. And sometimes your means is just the smarts that you have that makes you more effective. And effective is doing what's most important, right? To get to that result-driven thing. So the way I think about it like this is that we have individuals who have ideas, they have goals, they have dreams, but their means, their effectiveness, you know, their route to matching that frequency and putting in that work is different. So that's why not everybody gets to achieve it. And of course you have mind management and different things of that nature. We're just speaking in the metaphysical realm. So let me ask you this. Of all of the goals and ideas that you have right now, all of the dreams that you have right now, you know, what is the highest frequency thought that you want to achieve right now? That's something that that you know is going to take an enormous amount of energy.
I want to build a self-sustaining company or corporation.
A corporation.
I don't have to be there in order for it to function properly.
Okay. So that means that there's a journey you have to go on, right? So there's a journey of development of self and acquisition of skills that you need to obtain. The more skills that you obtain, the easier it is to bring that into fruition, right? So let's say you're somebody like Diddy. For Diddy, I'm sure, you know, first starting off building a corporation means that he had to do a lot of the legwork himself, right? So it means that I got to go do the paperwork. I got to go call the people. I got to do the product development, design, service, whatever you need to do to have it incorporated. I got to do this, that, and the third. So it's going to take me this amount of time. So let's say if I'm Diddy, I'm calculating, it's going to take me 3 years to build out this corporation the way I want it to. You understand me? Maybe 10 years to get it to where it's bringing in the type of financial gains that I want to see from it. Fast forward to 2019, Diddy, with all of the skill acquisition experience and where he's at right now. Now that he's built an infrastructure and you have this corporation, now your means are different. Because now you can spend that time just thinking of thoroughly of the idea. You think of the details and everything that you want of the idea. You know, risk aversion where things might go wrong. You have different people that have technology that will make it more efficient to produce this idea much faster. Boom. So once you have that idea, let's say in the year 2000, you know, versus 19 years later in 2019, a thought that was once a high frequency workforce distance, I got to go do all of this, get simplified now based on your means, your effectiveness, your experience, your knowledge, it gets simplified down to push of a button, a phone call. Let me call this person that I know can handle this system, right, to get these things done that I thought of. Time changes the frequency of our thoughts based on the value that we add to ourselves to be more effective and the means that we give to ourselves to take those zeros, those dreams, those thoughts, those visions, and match it with those ones, the reality that we live in, right? So as you go along your journey of entrepreneurship and you go along your journey of adding value onto self, which is the knowledge that you gain, the experience that you gain, right? In the mind management, the cultivation of self, the discipline, the focus, right? Having that tunnel vision. That is what's going to take those dreams that you have now and make them much easier to obtain. Because, and so let me give you an example. Years ago, when I first started crowning people, when I first started doing the crowns, I wanted Jay Electronica in the crown. You know, I'm sure I might have mentioned this to you or, you know, rest of my brothers, sister, whoever it may be. But this is something that's been a goal of mine for a while. You know, same thing with the gold water. But I said, damn, I want to get Jay Electronica in the crown. One day I'm a crown Jay Electronica. I seen the vision in my head. I seen it. Like, it was there real. And at the time, I didn't have the means. I didn't have the effectiveness to get it done, right? My value was still being cultivated. So was my experience and my skills. So this was a high frequency thought when I first came up with it, right? So years ago. Fast forward now, here I am going along a journey, right? I've added value onto myself. I've reached millions of people, you know, on the daily. In that reaching of millions of people, I've been observed. Observation, as we know, changes the state of reality, right? Just based on physicists and the slit atom test, if we want to go there. So back in the day, you know, J-Elect probably never heard of me. You know, he didn't get to observe my work. So when we would have met, our energies would have met in person, it would have been a different vibe, possibly. Might have gotten the same results, but it might have been a little different. So for me, that thought was a little harder to obtain, and let me go crown this bro the way I want to. Fast forward now, I pull up to the show, Jay Electronica, he sends out the people. He seen me in the crowd, seen me, Nilam, her husband Marquise. He sends his homie to the back to go grab us, to bring us backstage. We chopping it up. Hold on, yo, staticky. You staticky over there, Samad. Nah, we better now. So, all good. So we chopping it up, right? I pull out the crown. I say, you know I got you, God. You know what I'm talking about? He said, oh, no, you know, you got to give me the whole full representation. You know I got to get the official crowning. So I'm like, look at God. You know what I'm talking about? It got to a point where, and this is why I tell people, you don't chase a thing, you become a thing. You add value onto self to make yourself more attractive to your dreams, your ideas, your goals, right? Because it got to a point where I didn't even have to say it. He had observed the work and already knew, right? So I crowned him backstage, right? And then again, on the stage. And my dream and my vision, that's what I seen. I seen it as clear as it happened. And as clear as I experienced it. And a lot of us don't understand the ideas of how do we make ourselves more attractive to our dreams rather than how we go chase our dreams. Because think about this. If there's a woman that's running away from you, right, and you trying to get her number, what's she doing? You understand me? She's going further away. It's harder to get that. You're not attracting that to you. You're repelling that. So I don't want to chase after a thing because that means it's running away. But if I'm standing still, and let's say I'm out, the most beautiful woman in the world come walks up to me. Why? Maybe because my aura, you understand me? Maybe it's just pure physical attraction. Maybe she observed my work and the value of my mind. But something I've done to bring that energy that I want to me. So now my dream has come to me because of the magnetic attraction that I have. And so I know, like, let me ask you, did all that make sense so far? I know I can go in circles sometime when I be thinking.
It makes sense. I was able to comprehend.
Okay, smooth.
Sure. Yeah, you know. I was listening. I'm just soaking in information.
Yeah, yeah.
A thousand words in a minute, you know how you do.
Yeah, man, you know, but sometimes my mind, it be going around, and I be having to stop and take a break to see if you there with me, basically.
Oh, yeah, I'm there and beyond. You know, I be having a lot to add on and stuff like that. One thing that I took out, you know, when you were kind of, giving some insight on with the mindset, you know, and how you when you first started off, you were like, you know, seemed like certain mindsets and it hurts, and it, you know, one hurt in a day, you know, 65 hurts, right? And I was giving that some talk. Like, yeah, that was pretty dope. Especially how you scaled it, you gave it a real time format, so it's very, you know, it's very tangible, and it's very, you know,
right.
Realistic. It isn't, you know, something like, you know, it's just a good idea, and you know, possible, you know, to achieve it. But actually, that's a real way to, you know, kind of put a timeline, give it an actual scale, kind of like the, time. Whatever they call those things, where you actually put time tests, you actually made it mathematical.
Equation. That's what it is. And that was the point of it. So I have that written down. So, you know, as far as, you know, coming up with, you know, an equation. And I wanted to make it tangible. You know, I don't like, you know how people just be throwing out metaphysical, law of attraction. I'm like, yeah, but what's the science, though? You know what I'm saying? Like, it sound good. Like, oh, I think positive. But, like, what's the science? Like, how? What's a frequency for real? What is a hertz for real? You know what I'm saying? So that's the reason I wanted to, like, add that on there. Like, most people don't know what ontological mathematics is and transform mathematics, you know, and many of these different things that we believe in. We believe in a law of attraction. But what the hell is a law of attraction? That's metaphysics. That's occultism. That's esoterics. That's gnosis. You understand me? But people don't know these things nor study these things, yet they say they believe in them. So I don't believe people when they do that, because it's like, yo, how you believe in something you don't know? It's like if somebody said, walking up to me saying they believe in me, but how do you believe in me but you don't know me? Right? Like, I believe people more if, like, after you get to know me, you see my work ethic. You know me for years. You understand me? You know my imperfections and my flaws. And then you tell me I believe in you. I'm going to take more grain to that, because that means now you also have knowledge to back up, right, your hypothesis of my potential. So, you know, it's different. Right.
And you should actually, you know, when I was thinking about that, you can actually put that on paper.
I did. Or it's already, it's going to be in the book, so it's already written down.
Okay. Yeah, but
It's let me hold on. Let me pull it up. Let me pull it up. What I actually have written down. Let me find it for you. I don't think people realize that I literally be teaching from my notes. Like, people be asking me, like, bro, what book are you reading? And I'm like, bro, I'm reading, like, my book. And it hasn't come out yet. And I know, like, please don't murder me and be like, yo, where's the book? It's going to come. You know, all things have to be done in sufficient time. As you've seen, all of my other things come out. All things just have to be done at the right time, any appropriate time to make it all make sense. But, you know, the reason I came up with this, and I'm going to tell you the reason I came up with this, Ahmad, not only just so that people can utilize it and see it as a tangible reality, but also I was thinking about solutions. And this is the most important part I came up with it. The reason I came about this is because I wanted to end police terrorism, you know. And I thought about, well, what's a way that we can tangibly look at this? And what is the frequency of domestic terrorism when it involves police? So I actually did the numbers on this. And so in 2017, there was about 1,000 police murders that occurred. And the way I broke it down, because over the year, 1,000 murders would break down to about 2.7 hurts a day, meaning that's like 2.7 deaths a day. And the Washington Post had started tracking police deaths because of the police FBI didn't already do it, yet they had all the other statistics. And so I started looking at it like, what if we took the frequency of police murders and we attacked the frequency from all sides, right? So to give you some more insight, in 2014 is what I like to call Year of the Black Bodies. It was after the Mike Brown incident, which for me shifted the paradigm. The Washington Post started tracking these shootings and they found out that almost, in 2017, you know, that's one of the 1,000 murders that happened. But they couldn't tell whether this was a good or bad number because they had no data previously to be able to compare and contrast. So the amount of police deaths in 2017, not murders, but the amount of times police died was 128, which means it's 0.46 hurts per day, right? So less than half a cop died per day, basically. Like it's ridiculous. Like it's very safe. They accredit the frequency of police shootings have been constantly decreasing since 2013, and it has been accredited to new year funding, training, you know, laws, etc. Now, I looked at this and I said, wait a minute. They've been able to increase their deaths at the same time from what we know based on the statistics and the data that's been given to us. It seems like the police murders are going up. So I said, if they're able to change their frequency and they get their frequency lower, then I'm sure we can do the same thing. And here's the thing about theirs is that not only that it get become lower, they had actually had more police officers than ever before. So what we found out that it's actually been why it's been the most dangerous time to be black in America. It's been the safest time to be a cop in America. And not only by cops being murdered, but also like cops being in accidents, because the number one killer of police is actually car accidents. So in crashes and stuff of that nature. So I said, wait a minute. The reason I don't like to complain about why some people protest, some people riot, you know, some people do many different things to form a revolution. I say they are necessary because they all change the frequency. If one of those things saved one lives, then guess what? The frequency changes. So I said, what if we attack this thing as a frequency problem, right? And we say, look, I'm going to attack to try to change the frequency. Hold on, let me get him back on because it looks like we lost Ahmad. 1 second, y'all. All right, it looked like we lost Ahmad. But anyway, we were talking about attacking this as a frequency issue. So you can attack it from, there's ways you can attack it from the insurance company. There's ways you can make, you know, empower black unity and economic development, giving us more power and rule. There's ways you can continue to do protests. There's ways you can lobby for laws. There's many different things that an individuals or collective can do to change the frequency of a problem. When it comes to matching the manifestation of the goal that we want to see outputted from the input of the thought that we have and the desired outcome that we would love to see. So when you attack it from this aspect of, you know, mathematical thinking, our problems become a little clearer and the solution becomes a little easier to figure out what exactly that we need to do, right? So I would like people to start looking at their lives and their dreams and their goals and their ideas and the things that they want to see brought out to reality as just frequencies that they need to match through the output of work that they have to put in. And when you able to quantify exactly what are the problems, and say if, you know, you wake up every day and you're eating sugars and you're eating the wrong foods, and then over a year time you're unhealthy, well, you need to look at the frequency of what you do, because what you do frequently becomes your frequency. So if you can change the frequency and how frequently you ingest bad foods, then of course your vibration will change. You'll tap into a higher frequency in literal and figurative speaking. So if we think about our dreams, our goals in that manner, then I think we get to this place where we start to meet the frequency of our goals and our dreams on a deeply ingrained solution-based level, not only in our daily lives, but some of the bigger statistical problems that we face as a common society, you know? So every single day, I want you to think, what are you doing frequently? What is the work and the energy? Because work is an exertion of energy. So how much energy are you putting into your goals? So therefore, you become more responsible for the life that you live. Tap in.
When you visit Arizona, time is measured in moments, not minutes. Like the moment you see the Grand Canyon for the first time. Visit a new state of mind. Learn more at hereyouareaz.com.